Are you eligible to enroll and vote? You're eligible to enroll and vote if you are 18 years or older, a New Zealand citizen or permanent resident, and you've lived in New Zealand continuously for 12 months or more at some time in your life. If you're eligible, you must enroll. Enrolling and voting means you can have a say on the issues that affect you. In October this year, you can vote in the 2020 general election and two referendums. Are you 17 years old? If you're 17, you can fill out an enrollment form now. On your 18th birthday, we'll automatically enroll you and you'll be ready to vote. Easy. Are you a permanent resident? For electoral purposes, you are a permanent resident if you're in New Zealand legally and not required to leave within a specific time. You're eligible to enroll and vote if you're a permanent resident and have lived in New Zealand continuously for 12 months or more. Are you Australian, Niuean, Tokelauan, or a Cook Islander? You can enroll and vote once you've lived in New Zealand continuously for 12 months or more. Are you overseas? You can enroll and vote from overseas if all the following statements are true. You are 18 years or older. You've lived in New Zealand for more than 12 months continuously at some time in your life. You are one of the following: a New Zealand citizen who's visited New Zealand within the last 3 years, a New Zealand permanent resident who's visited New Zealand within the last 12 months. Your electorate will be where you last lived for 1 month or more. Enrolling from overseas is not compulsory. It's your choice whether you enroll. Are you a public servant or a member of the New Zealand Defence Force? If you're in one of the following groups of people, you're eligible to enroll and vote no matter how long you've been outside New Zealand. Public servants working overseas and their families. New Zealand diplomats or trade representatives and their families. Members of the New Zealand Defence Force and their families. Are you on remand, home detention, or serving a community-based sentence? If you're on remand, home detention, serving a community-based sentence, or you are serving a sentence of imprisonment of less than 3 years in a New Zealand prison, and you meet the eligibility criteria at the top of this page, you can enroll to vote. Help is available if you can't get to a voting place. You can find more information in accessible formats on our website, vote.nz, or by calling 0800 367656 to talk over your options. Are you homeless? If you are homeless at the moment, you can enroll at the address where you spend a substantial part of your time. You can also enroll at the last residential address where you lived for at least 1 month, even if that was some time ago. When you enroll to vote, you'll need to provide a postal address where electoral mail, such as enrollment confirmations, can be sent. The postal address could be a P.O. box or the address of a friend, family member, church or support group, but it needs to be someone who will agree to hold your mail for you to collect. Who is not eligible to enroll and vote? You're not eligible to enroll and vote if any of the following statements are true. You are a New Zealand citizen who has not been in New Zealand within the last 3 years. You are a permanent resident of New Zealand who has not been in New Zealand within the last 12 months. You have to leave New Zealand by a set date, such as a date on a student, work or visitor permit. You're serving a prison sentence of 3 or more years in a New Zealand prison. You've been in a psychiatric hospital for over 3 years after being charged with a criminal offence. You've been convicted of a corrupt practice and added to the corrupt practices list. If you're unsure about your eligibility, call 0800 367656 or talk to your local registrar of electors.